Listener Production.
Hello, Kate Smithers with your news briefing. New South Wales police believe the discovery of a man's body in a lake in Sydney's west could be linked to an earlier car accident. Officers responded to reports a man had been hit in Parramatta around 10 last night. The driver stopped to render assistance, but the injured man fled on foot. Police say they were called to nearby Lake Parramatta Reserve, where a man's body was found by divers.
We believe this male to be the same person that was reported last night, and whilst our investigations are ongoing and he is yet to be formally identified, we're just calling for members of the public who may have any information that may assist to contact Crime Stoppers.
A former surfing champion has been killed in what police allege was a pub brawl. Chris Davidson was once ranked number 14 in the world and beat Kelly Slater when he was just 19. Police allege the 45-year-old was punched outside a New South Wales pub. A 42-year-old man's been charged with assault, causing death. John Farnham's family has released a statement following Robbie Williams' AFL Grand Final performance yesterday. The pop superstar dedicated his rendition of You're the Voice to Farnham, whose family says John was watching from hospital and was deeply touched by that very generous gesture. And fill your car up in the next couple of days if you can. The federal government's fuel excise relief finishes up this Wednesday, with our assistant treasurer confirming Canberra can't afford to keep it going.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.